Errol Ballantyne, driving you home with the music you love today on Radio Today.
And that brings us to 18 minutes to 4 o'clock. Very good afternoon to you on this Monday afternoon. And in the interview with Buzz Publicity this afternoon, I'm going to be talking. I'm really looking forward to talking to my guest. Her name is Jaspri Moopen. I've said that kind of right, have I?
Absolutely perfect.
Come in a little bit closer to the mic so we can hear what you're talking about. There you go. Right. Now, let me just tell you while Jaspri is getting all sorted here. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a very successful dance lady, dance director. She actually recently performed, it's April this year, at the Beijing Festival that I want to find out about a little bit. She's the artistic director of the Tribangi Dance Theatre, is now its executive director, and she was the chairperson of the Dance Alliance for 5 years. She's travelled and performed around the world. She served on the board of directors of the Civic Theatre. She's a multi-award-winning performer, received the FNB Vito Award for Choreographer of the Year in 1990. I'm so impressed. Wait, there's more. She's produced work that has been performed in Botswana, India, Germany, Mauritius, England, Canada, and more recently Sri Lanka and Europe. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I want to hear, first of all, before we talk about the topic, about the Beijing Festival, April this year. What was involved?
Yes, it was a collaboration, or it was a partnership between Department of Arts and Culture, mm-hmm. and we were invited, South Africa was invited to perform. It's an international festival, and people from all over the world converge on Beijing. And yes, so we were there all of 4 days, that was it.
Yes.
But it's just, I think it's so nice to be interacting with other artists,
yeah.
to be part of a festival. The Chinese are organized, but, you know, in terms of what they do with the arts, but I think sometimes they have challenges in terms of other logistics. So our government was actually very reluctant to send us to China because they were a bit concerned about the organization and things like that. But we as artists, we know that we can, you know, you kind of, you live with challenges all the time.
Was it your first visit there?
As the company, yes, but I have been before.
Yes, very different, eh?
Very different culture, but they're very appreciative of the arts.
Yes.
And they love things that is different and new. And, yeah. and Tribangi, we're a very multicultural group. We're concerned about bringing cultures together and, you know, juxtaposing cultures, the Indian, the African, contemporary, a little bit of everything, but trying to be very respectful to each culture as well. Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to be talking about show puppets and Into the Light. It's the press release I have. It says an enchanting work of intrigue will be unveiled to audiences later this month in a stunning production called Into the Light: The Story of Rama. Now, it's a collaboration between, you were talking about this Tribangi Dance Theatre Company and the Shadow, let's go back. Tribangi Dance Theatre and Poco Productions.
Yes.
Are those two different companies that you're involved with, both of them, or is there somebody else involved with Poco Productions?
Well, Tribangi actually commissioned, I'm part of Tribangi Dance Theatre, and we commissioned Poco Productions because they work with shadow puppetry and shadow lights. And it's a whole new concept to South Africa, although the shadow puppets has its origins in Indonesia. Mm. And in India, we do a lot of puppet theatre. Mm. Puppet theatre is a huge deal there. It's one of the traditional art forms. But in South Africa, it's a little known art form. And we thought, I went to a production that they had, and they told this lovely little Chinese story, a love story, just using cutouts, stencil cutouts that was done at, just using light.
So it's backlit.
It's backlit
against a scrim. You've got a screen or, you know, whatever. So it's all about shadows that are backlit.
Yes, backlit.
And it's not hands. It's not hand shapes. It's actually cutouts.
It's cutouts. But here, that was the first. They have been also experimenting with it.
Mm.
But what we've done this time round, we've actually using dance. We're using the dancers and the shadow puppets. So there's an interplay. The story, whatever happens in front of on stage, in front of the screen.
Mm.
The dancer interacts with the shadow puppet behind the screen. And they wear shadow heads as well. So there's a they're wearing shadow heads cutouts that are made, and if it's positioned
behind the dancer.
The screen. Yeah, behind
so,
the screen.
So as the dancer moves, the shadow is going to.
Yes.
Oh no.
To give you an idea, the one part that we do in the story, because you know the Ramayana, if you're familiar with, not everybody is familiar with this epic story, but there's a scene where Rama and his brother, because the whole story is based around a lot of Hindu symbolism as well. So we have different scenes, and the one scene where is the physical dancers have to now fight the demons. Mm. The demons are actually the shadow puppets on the screen. Mm. So there has to be a very tight synergy between the two. Mm. You know, it has to be very well rehearsed, well thought of, so that the puppet people can't see the dancers, and dancers can't see the puppets.
So
they can see the puppets, but it's an interaction. So the people that are handling this at the back, it has to be so
exactly
in sync. Yes.
Where they because otherwise his hat's going to disappear. The body will move one way, the other way.
And we're using a lot of hand gestures of the dance. We've taken elements of the dance that could work well with the shadow puppets. So it's been very challenging, artistically challenging for both companies, but very enriching, completely enriching.
Now, the people who are doing the shadow puppetry behind the scenes, are they dance people? Are they theatre people?
No,
who are they?
They're all theatre graduates, actually, they all graduates of Pretoria University.
Which is the Technikon. A Pretoria University. Okay.
And they were very fascinated by the whole shadow puppetry thing. And I think they've been experimenting. So with each production, they're learning as they go along. But it's so wonderful to work with them because they're so talented and so hardworking. And of course, they form the Afrikaner group, because they speak in Afrikaans and I answer in English. So that's another thing that has come through with this whole thing. They do the narrative. They do the whole, that's what they do, what they're best at. And it's been very, very, not interesting. I don't like to use the word interesting. It's just been a very...
it's very different.
Different, but also something that you want to do because you're too tired and bored doing the same thing. As a dance company, we wanted to step out of boundaries, wanted to be challenged artistically. Mm. We wanted to do something different, and this has been very different.
So now
on many levels.
We've got the two disciplines. The one we've spoken about is shadow theatre. Now the other one is Bharatanatyam.
Bharatanatyam. It's one of the styles.
Dance.
Yeah.
It's a Hindu-inspired theatre piece celebrating the triumph of good over evil. Mm. It's told through the Sanskrit epic, the Ramayana. Just talk about that. What is it? What is the dance? What's typical about the dance as opposed to any other Indian dance?
Yes, we use this is one of the classical styles out of India, one of the seven classical styles out of India. And we use a lot of mime, a lot of hand gestures, a lot of facial expressions in storytelling. We use this art form to do the storytelling. But obviously, because it's so different, we have a narrative throughout. We have a narrator that actually takes the story through. So as the gestures are being done through dance, there is somebody to help along.
Narrating in English.
Mm-hmm. So that it makes the audience appreciate and understand the whole story even better.
Right. Now, Ramayana, it's actually the story of Rama. What is the story, just briefly?
Briefly, I mean, it's.
And what's the Sanskrit? Where does the Sanskrit come in?
It was written by Valmiki in Sanskrit. It was written by Sanskrit. Sanskrit is like what Latin is to the Western world. Sanskrit is to the Indian scripts, all the different languages. Mm-hmm. So it's not a spoken language, but a lot of languages are derivative from Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very much like Latin in that sense. And it was an epic story that was written, but it was also these Hindu stories were written to help people, lay people understand symbols and understand light over darkness, ignorance and knowledge, negative and positive. So throughout the story, you'll come through scenes where you'll see morality coming through. There's a lot of moral messages that are coming through all the stories. So they had to make up stories to kind of bring this to people in a way to understand the story of the Hindu epic of the Ramayana. That's just one. That's just one story. It's like you would have in the Western world, you would have maybe Shakespeare's plays or whatever. But they're classic. They're everlasting. And they're timeless. So we children are brought up with these little stories of the Ramayana, of Ram and Sita and Ravana, who is the demon, but he's not really a demon. But he was, so that you go through the story and you understand, as the story unfolds, you see all the issues of light and dark coming out of it. And that's why we celebrate Diwali. So that's the back end of the story.
Which is the Festival of Lights.
The Festival of Lights.
So it's all moving, it's culminating in this array of light. Is it very dramatic? Is it funny? Or is it all of
those? There are parts. It wasn't meant to be funny, but I think the way the actors are portraying the stories, because they are not, they're all Westerners, and they're portraying Indian characters. And I've left them to do that. I didn't want to change anything. The language that they speak, the way they presenting or narrating the whole thing, it's with their accents, it doesn't really matter. I just wanted it to be understood at the end of the day. So whatever needed, whatever medium and whatever way or accents that was needed to bring the story forth, that was the most important thing. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to attract people to the theatre.
Yes.
You want people to get off their butts, I'm sorry, and come to the theatre.
Yes.
So, and that's not happening, unfortunately. I mean, it's, you know, if it was a Bollywood show, we would be selling tickets. It'll be going like hotcakes. But with stories like this and theatre productions like these, we are battling to get people to come to the theatre.
Is this a kind of revival of an old art form? Is shadow theatre very old? Is it specifically an Indian thing?
It's not specifically an Indian thing, because it really started in Indonesia. The shadow puppetry itself is from Indonesia. But the puppets, the physical puppets, that is one of the traditional forms of India. They do have it as one of the forms of theatre and producing. You know, so you'd go to a show and you just see puppets on the show, and it's very popular. It's very popular. We were finding a way to present this production in a unique way, and I think that was what the aim was ultimately, is to bring the dance, bring the mime, bring the narrative, bring the shadow puppetry, because it's not known. It's not known in this country.
So audiences can expect what? Something really different, exciting, unique. Are the costumes very dramatic?
Yes.
Is the staging very dramatic? Lots of color.
The staging will obviously, the costumes are always it's a highlight. Everything comes together in a production. It's the lighting. It's the costumes. It's the acting. It's the
presentation. The audience.
It's the audience. Everything comes together at the end of the day. And I think we would hope that people will be curious to want to come and see this and be part of this, you know. They would want to come and see it because it has all these different elements and because they have not been exposed to something like that. And
So let's give out the details. It's UJ Art Center, which is the old Tuckey's University, as far as I know, up there in Auckland Park.
Yes. It was Rand Afrikaans.
Thursday, 23rd of August, that is this coming Thursday at 7:30. Saturday and then Sunday. Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, we've got two performances on Saturday, 2:30 and 7:30. And Sunday, you have one performance at 2:30. Where does one book for this?
CompuTicket, but you can also get tickets at the door if you are last minute and not wanting to go on to CompuTicket.
Yes.
We do have tickets available for the matinees and for all the shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, we're out of time. Thank you very much, Jayaspree Moopen, and the program is called Into the Light, simply that.
Into the Light.
Sounds fascinating. Lots of different things, innovative things that you or I, listeners, probably have not seen too much of. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Break a leg for the show. I hope it goes absolutely brilliantly.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.